Hello and thank you for joining us. This is Christina Perez with Our Lady of Victory School, bringing you this week's installment of the Tip of the Week series. In this week's topic, we are going to discuss homeschooling insecurities. During the summer months especially, we get several phone calls at Our Lady of Victory School with parents trying to decide what are we going to do for the next school year. Should we keep our children in our local public school and our local Catholic school? Or should we homeschool? Should we finally make that jump in homeschool? But along with that, there are many insecurities that parents have regarding the homeschooling journey itself. Here are the top three that we hear. Number one, I can't teach my children. And my question to them is, well, why not? Why not? You're the parents. You are the ones that God actually gave those children to. And it is your job to teach them. And look back at their life. If they're five right now, look at what you've already taught them. You've probably taught them how to brush their teeth, how to get dressed in the morning, maybe how to make their bed, how to pick up their toys. And on a school level, you've probably taught them their numbers, colors, shapes, alphabet, maybe even some sight words. So why can't you homeschool them? A lot of parents also will come to us who, in fact, have teaching degrees, and they've been perfectly confident teaching a group of children that are not their own, but there's something about teaching your own children. I don't know if it's a thought of failing with your own children or what exactly it is, but parents that have teaching experience are still nervous about homeschooling their own children. But my question to them again is always, why not? You've already taught them so many things. Why can't you continue forward and teach them school? The second very big question that parents have is the fact that they don't feel that they can grade fairly. They're afraid that the way they grade is either going to be too lenient and they'll do their children a disservice in that respect, or that they're going to grade too harshly and then therefore make their child discouraged, and that will have a big snowball effect later on. With the grading fairly question, I really understand this one, and that's one of the benefits of enrolling in a program, either Our Lady of Victory School or another place. But with the enrollment packages that you get, you do have a third party reviewing the work, and so that gives you a balance, and that helps the parent to gauge a proper grading scale for their children and will avoid the question of grading too harshly or too leniently. The final insecurity that parents have is the sheer volume of homeschool material and programs that are available, and they feel that they don't have time to research every single textbook because a lot of parents try to piece an entire curriculum together on their own. Now, for some people, this works fabulously, especially with experienced homeschoolers. But my advice to these parents who feel that they don't have the time to research every single textbook, and then they say, oh, my best friend does this, and this lady at church uses this math program, but our neighbor likes this math program, I don't know which one to use. The easiest way to avoid this overwhelming feeling is to simply research the overall programs, get some reviews, some feedback from other families, and then choose just one program, one homeschool program that's already done the research for you. This way you're not getting math from this company, but grammar from over here. You're doing this phonics program, and then, well, you know, I've heard this spelling program works really great, so I'm just going to piece it all together and develop my own lesson plans. Especially for a first-time homeschooler, that's a lot of work. So save yourself some time and energy, and just if it's new to you, start out with just one single program that's going to have done all the research for you and incorporated a very beautiful homeschool program for you. I hope you enjoyed this week's tip. If you have any other homeschool insecurities that you'd like me to address, I'd love to hear them. I can be reached at Christina@olvs.org. That's christina@olvs.org. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and happy homeschooling.